Welcome to Listening Station by Feral Practice. In this episode, Jeff, Doug and Terry, three members of the Mangotsfield Railway Circle, reminisce about the station and their adventures with Feral Practice.
Because we had no money as kids, we would go there on a night and watch the trains go up and down, because this was a famous junction for Bath. And for example, the Newcastle train would come down, pull in here, and over here would be the Bath train waiting to take people who wanted to go to Bath. But if ever they let the Bath train go, you would have people stranded on this station.
For how long?
Well, there's the famous story about the guy from Dad's Army, who wrote the book. What was it called? The Ghost?
Ghost Train.
The Ghost Train. The Ghost Train.
Do you ever watch Dad's Army?
I do.
Remember the old guy?
Man,
what was his name?
Godfrey.
Yeah, he wrote that based on a night here when the mist came down over the common, and it was all eerie, and he got the inspiration for writing Ghost Train.
That's a fact.
Quite a while.
Oh yes.
Yeah. So this was a busy station.
Yeah. This was such a big station, there was no bridge, platform to platform, there's an underpass.
Oh yeah, subway.
You can see the arch of the along here somewhere. There's the arch there, look.
Oh yeah.
See this arch on there, across here, to that platform there. Oh. And it was quite busy on a morning because there's a chocolate factory over there called Carson's. Not there now, of course. And that was nut market on a par with Thornton's. It was good quality chocolate.
All right.
And people used to come here, get off and go to the factory over there.
Yeah.
It was a massive building because you could stand up on the common there. If you shouted out loud, your voice would come back.
You couldn't see any houses. There was nothing around at all in those days. There was just Carson's factory, the station master's house, and that was it. That was it. It was all dark and gloomy, and it was lovely. With the gas lights, it was romantic in a way, if you like. It was not dimly lit. It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was a busy station.
We used to tease the railway staff, the station staff, fall out with them now and then, but whenever they were busy, we'd help them load the parcels.
We're members of an organisation, MRC, which is Mangotsfield Railway Circle.
How are you?
It was a beautiful station. It was completely covered. It's not like a little village station. It was incredible. And these trees, were planted to coincide with the steel struts that held the roof up.
Knocking on that way.
But the whole of that all that wall along there and then across and then a wall down the other side over here, that was all like offices and ticket office.
Ladies, there was always a fire in the ladies.
Porter's room.
There was always a fire in the ladies' waiting room, weren't there, in the winter. Yeah. Nothing in the gents,
Another feature was the pigeon train from the north.
Yes,
used to come here.
The pigeon train?
Absolutely full of pigeons, homing pigeons.
Oh, right.
And this would be what? Something like probably 10 carriages long?
Yeah.
And it used to go along the back of that, the other platform that was the other side of there, and go into the sidings there. And then all the porters and volunteers and people used to get all ready. And then at a certain time, they would all try and pull all these shutters down. And you'd see all this great crowd of pigeons. They would fly up in the air, get in a bunch, circle around once, and off they'd go.
Yep.
Yeah, it's quite a sight.
How amazing.
Yeah.
And that was a regular thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Every Saturday morning.
Just during the sort of springtime and into summer. Which was a big thing up north, but it was down here as well, wasn't it, to a certain degree, but not as big as
up north.
Up north, but it would have probably 10 or a dozen porters on it one time. Mm-hmm. You know, people to
feed them on their journey and that sort of thing. You see, another sad to say, but we were train spotters. You see, so we're always glad to see that particular train because it came from. Most of the trains through here would go to Birmingham, Derby, Newcastle, Bradford, and that side of wouldn't have a train come from here to Manchester or Liverpool. But the pigeon trains would come from Blackpool, Preston, Liverpool.
Yeah.
So there'd be a rare engine on it. So we were always pleased to. We'd always be an engine we hadn't seen before. Whereas all the ones up and down here all the time, Bristol's Newcastle and that, they were engines that were shedded in Bristol, so we'd see them regularly.
Sure. Mm. So when you say it's an engine that you don't see normally, is that a type of engine or a specific individual engine?
Individual, because in like nowadays you have a string of carriages and that's your train, Okay, back in the old days, you had your carriages with an engine on the front.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's unique compared with now.
Gotcha. Mm. So did you ever catch a train here to go somewhere exciting?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Umpteen times. Umpteen times. We used to get very, very cheap tickets. Something like 6 and 3 pence in old money.
Right.
Return to Blackpool. We had one journey, there was about 20 of us. And we had to change trains at Birmingham. Well, we changed trains, about 19 of us, but one got left on the train, and he woke up. This is an old friend of ours who's passed on now. He woke up in sidings.
Oh dear.
Okay, and when we got here, back here on the Sunday morning, it was about 6 o'clock, and 18 of us got off, and the other one woke up in Bridgewater. So
you lost one on the way up, and one on the way back.
Both on the way back. Both on the way back, yeah. So, we.
So your homing pigeon, quotient, wasn't quite 100%.
No, exactly.
Listening Station was commissioned as part of Mangotsfield Folly, a project curated by Suzanne Heath in partnership with Artel 31. It's supported by Arts Council England, Emerson's Green Town Council, and Sustrans.